these like a pancake.
So these we made home. Yeah. You don't want to see what because they already have any sugar.
They're plenty sweet. Yeah, I understand. Okay, well that's great. Did you ever make any blood pudding?
Oh, black pudding.
Black pudding. Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, you have to get the blood and some the belly of the animal.
Right.
You cook the rice. You don't salt it because the blood already salt. The butcher have to salt the blood.
Yeah.
And they spoil.
Uh-huh.
So when you cook the rice, you cook it fresh.
Uh-huh.
You cook the rice just with garlic, clove, onion, and it must have herbs.
Okay.
Herbs must is what herbs. Give it the flavor.
Okay.
And clove.
Uh-huh.
Clove and herbs is what flavor it.
Right. Okay.
So then you add the blood to the rice with some hot peppers.
Okay.
You see, you cut up all your seasonings with the hot peppers.
How much blood do you use, say, in a
well, if you have two stripes.
Yeah.
Oh, you could use a cup of blood.
Two stripes of intestines.
Yes.
Okay.
You could use a cup of blood.
You call it a tripe or a
stripe?
A stripe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You call them belly here. The belly.
Yeah, okay. All right, and so if how much blood would you use for two stripes?
A cup.
A cup of blood.
Just mix it.
And when you go to the butcher, you buy it by the cup, or do you have to? How much?
Give you whatever the cat, whatever they catch.
Oh, I see.
When they cut the throat, whatever amount they catch,
You
get it in a jar.
I see.
So maybe a jar like this could use twice.
Uh-huh. I see. How long will it keep?
As long as you want it, you put it in your freezer.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right, sure. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you put it in your freezer.
Yeah, right.
So when
you
use it, you take out, you take out what, and you put it back in as.
I see. So then you stuff the stripes.
After you mix the blood with the rice and every seasoning.
You cook that.
You stuff it.
Before you cook it.
You cook. Yeah. You stuff the belly.
You don't cook the stripes.
No.
before you stuff it. No. Okay.
The stripes is. Just so you get them, you only clean.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So then the cooked rice, now you put in the belly.
Yeah.
You keep stuffing.
Uh-huh.
But what I do is I put a plate to the bottom of the pot.
Uh-huh.
I put, for the easy to boss.
Yeah.
I put a plate to the bottom of the pot. Uh-huh. And I get a piece of brown paper on the plate.
Yeah.
And then I rest them in the pot. Mm-hmm. And then I throw in the water and I shut it.
Yeah.
And I love fire.
Uh-huh. Is that, I see. Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever make a preparation like that with rice and the stripes without the blood?
No, you can't get it without the blood.
You have to have the blood
to make this.
And then how do you serve it?
You cut it off and you cut a piece off. Yeah.
Is that a whole meal or do you have to get?
No, I cut a pudding just like lamb from here to here is for $3.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you sell it?
Yeah, when you make.
Where do you sell it? Do you sell it in your shop?
Maybe? Yes, because usually on Fridays and Saturdays, I cook food to sell.
I see.
So sometimes I have cook-up, Johnny cake and chicken, pudding.
I see. That's nice. That's very nice. Mm-hmm. So, but you usually just make that much? You just make about two stripes when you cook?
No.
You make a lot?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have orders.
Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. So you get...
I just get orders to do things like saltfish balls. Uh-huh. For the Christmas, I had to do saltfish balls,
honey
cake, pancakes, curry. Up to Sunday, I had to do some curry mutton and some turkey wings.
Okay. Tell me about curried mutton. Tell me the recipe for curry mutton.
The recipe for curry mutton, you just boil it and just add curry to color.
Uh-huh.
Just add the, with the carrots and the seasonings for flavor.
And
curry mutton is easy. Just you have to look for the curry that mark hotel and restaurants use.
Oh, is that right?
That is a different curry to the rest.
Oh, I see.
And that is the purpose of curry. Curry mutton.
And that you boil. So is that kind of like a stew?
Yes.
You're
gonna have plenty curry.
You put vegetables in.
So when it done cook, next to no water in it.
Little water. Do you cook vegetables in there with that?
Just carrots.
Just carrots.
You wouldn't
put potatoes
in
there.
Probably if you want, is what you want to put in.
Yeah.
You put in the little cubes of carrot and the little cubes of
potatoes. You like curry? You like the curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up to yesterday, I had some curry bowl food.